Last night's presidential debate was the final major event scheduled before the election. Elsewhere in this program, we've heard what the candidates had to say. Now we will hear from some of those who watched the debate on television. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams saw the debate with five voters in the pivotal state of Minnesota.
Before the debate started last night, three of the voters said they are undecided. The two others watching the debate are husband and wife, but she has already decided to vote for Democrat John Kerry, and he has already declared his vote for Republican George W. Bush. All five agreed to watch the debate together in the recreation room of a ranch-style house in their neighborhood, the affluent Minneapolis suburb of Edina. It's an area that is increasingly Republican in a state with a long history of supporting Democrats. The growing GOP presence in the suburbs around the Twin Cities is changing Minnesota politics. Polls show Minnesota to be up for grabs as Election Day approaches. 41-year-old Marsha Dolphin, the hostess, is a registered Republican. She felt the president dodged an early question about the nation losing jobs by talking about his education policies instead of his economic strategies.
Very frustrated. Constantly, Bush was saying, no child left behind. Bush never really answers the questions. And every question he answered with was, no child left behind.
The key issue for undecided voter Vicki Ludke is health care. But when Senator Kerry proposed a health care plan, her face twisted with concern.
I don't particularly like what Kerry's doing. I have type 1 diabetes, so for me, health care is very important. And I'm not sure that I want the government to run the health care at this point.
The third undecided voter we watched the debate with is 29-year-old Jeremy Lane, a regional manager for the Super Value grocery chain. The big issue for him is, again, health care. He sometimes snickered when President Bush spoke on the issue.
Bush and Kerry both are missing the boat on health care altogether, really. I think both from an insurance perspective, from a health care perspective, from a legal perspective, we have a lot of work to do in all three of those areas. They've gotten to be out of control.
The two voters in the room with strong convictions about the presidential candidates are Judy and Mike Semch. The couple lives across the street from Marsha Dolphin. The Shemps are parents of two grown children. They've been married for more than 30 years. Judy is a Kerry supporter. Mike is a diehard Bush supporter. The debate did not change either of their minds.
I think I heard what they said tonight. And I think what it did is just cement me more in my belief. For me, it was taxes, taxes, taxes. Senator Kerry has a history of raising taxes and creating additional burden on us, the taxpayer, the middle class. We pay it.
Taxes are not the big issue for his wife, Judy. She paid close attention to the discussion of abortion rights. Judy and other women in the group felt President Bush did not answer the question of whether he supports overturning the Supreme Court's 1973 decision to legalize abortion. Judy felt President Bush's position on abortion was reason enough for her to stay with Kerry.
I am for life, but I am for choice. So I think pro-choice is a much more accurate term, and it's vital to me. I will vote for a candidate on that issue many times as a primary reason to vote.
Debates are not about people like the Semches, who have already picked their candidate. Both candidates are reaching out to valuable voters who have yet to make up their minds. Marsha Dolphin made a concerted effort to hear both candidates. She nodded in agreement with President Bush's focus on tolerance and respect in an answer to a question about whether homosexuality is a choice.
I liked his response to that. I was surprised at that. But he's very against homosexual marriages, and I have many friends who are gay and relatives. Neither of them, well, Kerry did answer it. He did say it's really not a choice of someone's. I thought it was rude of him to bring up Cheney's daughter.
This is Judy. I wanted to comment that in the vice presidential debate, the moderator asked specifically about Vice President Cheney's daughter. I think that brought that subject into the debate realm. It's not a secret. I thought it was respectfully commented on by Senator Kerry.
The issue of war came up when Marsha Dolphin spoke about the hypocrisy she hears among some of her neighbors when they speak about their feelings on the war in Iraq.
It's tearing me apart because I just you know, when they talk about this enemy that we're against and we have to go over to this enemy, to have our sons killed and to hear my friends talk about they'd vote differently if they had children of draft age. When I hear people like that talk, that really upsets me.
I'm noticing no one mentioned immigration in this group. Mm-hmm. Anything you hear there that sparked a thought, Jeremy?
They didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about it at all. President Bush talked a little bit about border patrols and some numbers. Again, a fact fight, and the issue was skirted by both of them.
All three undecided voters came away from last night's debate still undecided, but there were some shifts in their positions. Marsha Dolphin appeared to be leaning to Kerry despite her Republican roots. Vicky Ludtke appeared to be leaning to Bush because of concern over a possible national health care plan under Kerry. But she said she still wants to do some independent research. And Jeremy Lane said he is now more inclined to vote for President Bush.
My gut's telling me to lean a little bit more towards Bush. I'm very concerned about any time in management when you have a change, it takes several years to even see change come into effect. Sometimes I think if you would have stayed the course, you would have been better off than you would have if you made a change.
All five voters say they will be watching the candidates over the remaining days of the campaign. Vicky Ludtke said she's looking less for specifics than for a change in tone.
I want to hear honesty. I mean, when they're asked a question, to at least answer the question that they were asked, some of the times I don't feel they're giving us these numbers and they're telling what the opponent didn't want and what should have done, and they're not answering the question to the American people. And I think they need to be very straight.
Last night, two of three instant polls done by TV networks found that John Kerry was judged the winner of the debate. A third poll had Kerry and Bush tied. The three debates, particularly the first one, appear to have helped Senator Kerry, allowing him to make up ground on President Bush. Now the campaigns will shift their focus to heavy advertising in the dozen states, including Minnesota, where the election will be decided. The remaining debates will take place at coffee houses, street corners, and water coolers as voters make their final choice. Juan Williams, NPR News, Minneapolis.